Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. Those of you who have been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And those of you who just tuned in, we're glad to have you here. Welcome aboard. Glad to be part of your day. You're going to be glad you hung out with us, too, because we got Jory and Clark in the building, so to speak. Jory is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great friend of ours, and a friend to you, whether you know it or not. And she's one of the folks we turn to when we're trying to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward online, when we're developing our online strategy, the multifaceted points and elements of our, of an online strategy that we can have. When we're trying to develop all that, we turn to Jorian because she's got her finger on the pulse of not only where we are but where we're going. And that's one of the reasons why, besides the fact that she's a really cool lady, that's one of the reasons why I like having her on the show. Jory, welcome back to the show.
Well, I was going to say, Jim, if you didn't stop, I wouldn't be able to get my head out the door anymore. It's getting so big.
Oh, no, every word of it's true. Hey, Jory, I know you want to talk about virtual world technology, right?
Yes.
But I don't want to hold off on that for just a minute.
Sure.
Because you've got too much present information, current information that I want to pick your brain for just a minute.
Sure.
When you look out, and by the way, folks, I've been to Jory's virtual world. I've used her technology, and it's not just, you know, it doesn't just belong to her. There's a lot of it out there, but you're not gonna want to miss that. But before we get into that, Jory, when you look out over the cyberspace, and you look out over that landscape and see what people are doing, how do you feel about how things are going these days? What are you seeing for small business owners? Are small business owners getting it more and more? Are you excited about it? Are we behind the curve? Are we pushing the envelope? What do you think we are?
Boy, you know, that's a good question, Jim, and there's a real range, I think, of adoption of opportunities to do digital marketing. I'll have to look up and I'll send you the exact study, but there was an interesting study out right now that's showing that more and more businesses are feeling pressed in competition because of the Internet. Consumers are able to get price quotes so easily from so many places.
Yep.
That it really has a commodity pressure on pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it requires all of us to do is think smarter, think about really what our advantages are, and then use that digital communication channel to really get it out there first and foremost.
Yeah, and you know, one of the reasons I brought this up is I'm still hearing about small business owners who don't even have a website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'm meeting small businesses who have a website and they have email, but they're not asking their customers for their email addresses.
Yeah.
And I'm not suggesting we spam anybody, folks. This is good business. I mean, you don't think twice about asking them for their phone number. Well, most people today would rather you email them than call them.
Well, and you know, Jim, I have to jump in here because, quite frankly, depending upon what generation you're reaching out to, if you're reaching out to young consumers under the age of 30, email is passé. So that's where you really have to understand.
Well, I guess I dated myself, didn't I? I guess I lurched uncontrollably into that embarrassment, didn't
I? Well, I know you're 32, so you're not too far off of that mark.
At least,
and the reason why I bring that up is I think not only are there issues if you're not using a website, you're not using email, and you're not asking people for email, But if you're not aware of the social networks that are set up specifically to find and do business, you're missing a whole other channel as well.
That's another universe inside of the cyberspace universe,
yes,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, they speak their own language. They have languages. I mean, it's like creating another country instantaneously with a complete new language that only they know.
Yes, yes. For example, our HR person uses social networks to track and trace both employees that she's or future employees she's interested, because we've interviewed them and we know we want to work with them, and also past employees that for different reasons have tried something else and we want to get them back.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Jory. We're going to come right back, folks, and finish this thought, and then we're going to move into virtual world technology and how you can use it in your small business. It's not only exciting, it's fun. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Jory Clark. Jory and Clark, I guess I should say. That's her name. She says I can call her Jory. And she's our good friend, been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. We're talking about, you know, Jory, let's wrap up this little conversation we were having about how people are doing, and because I want to get into the virtual world. But any last thoughts on that?
Well, one of the things that we see as an opportunity for small business to really stand out in the crowd is because of the fact that we need to run a little bit leaner and meaner than some large corporations, a lot of us have already done a lot of what's known as sustainable practices. That means that we're aware of the global climate issues. But really what we've done is we've gotten efficient in our consumption, our energy usage, our paper usage, and so on. Well, that's going to grow increasingly important to consumers in the next year and a half as they continue to get bombarded by the major media talking to them about global climate change issues. Mm-hmm. And we've done lots of research now to find out that it is really a buying point distinction. Again, especially for those younger audiences.
For the green products, products and things like that?
Yes, green products.
It really is. It's coming up more and more. It's where you don't have to look very far anymore to see a reference to green in marketing campaigns, do you?
Yes, absolutely.
In fact, there are companies where their entire focus, everything that they do, their product line and their vision is all built around green.
Yes. And again, in small business, sometimes we're so busy we just kind of take for granted all the good stuff we're doing. But half of the job, at least, that we have to do is let people know what it is that we're doing, because they just won't stumble on it in such a crowded marketplace.
Well said. Yeah, exactly. All right, so can we use the virtual world the virtual world technology to make this happen?
Yes, absolutely.
Give us the nomenclature. Tell us what we're talking about.
Sure, I'd be glad to. You've heard a lot in the press of things about Web 2.0, and now they're talking about Web 3.0. Really, what that distills down to is that the end user, usually it's a consumer, is more and more wanting to get involved with your products, your services, their opinions, their viewpoints, etc. And so these different types of technology, like virtual worlds or social networks or blogging or, you know, even giving them the ability to upload images, that is really a business distinction. And, again, maybe some of us who are a little older aren't that used to it, but I can tell you there isn't a 30-year-old around who hasn't posted something either by a photo or by YouTube or something like that. So, for example, if you are a construction person, why not allow them to upload pictures of what they like in houses, features,
right.
and then you take those pictures and open up a discussion with them based on what they're looking for?
Right.
A much stronger kind of conversation.
Right.
So connecting the ability of the consumer to give you their opinion and send you their photos is really a key way to look very responsive to what their needs are. And it might be something that you would have done anyway in a sit-down meeting with someone on a sales call, but they may not ever make it to your door, so you really have to give them a digital door to knock on.
And that's the key, and that's really turning cyberspace into a marketplace. I mean, a real, something that looks, we talk about, Cyber Street and Main Street. This is turning Cyber Street into more like Main Street, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Now, in terms of the virtual world, that's where, at least for us, we're utilizing that in several ways. One of them, as you know, we have a kids virtual world because this next generation has, believe it or not only disposable income greater than households in third world countries, but they're also great influencers of parents. And
right.
That's everything from car purchases to vacation locations to food products, everything. For example, when I grew up, your choice is pretty much sit down and eat what was there or go hungry. You know,
more's the pity. I get with my grandkids. That's a constant challenge. They're not.
Yeah.
You're right. They're not like
yeah.
we were.
No, absolutely. I mean, they basically either their parents say to them, "Well, do you want macaroni and cheese or do you want pizza?" I mean, they give them choices already at five
right.
years old or younger.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So these little avid consumers are already saying to their parents, well, let's go to this, location. Let's go to
mm-hmm.
this movie. Let's go to this hotel. Let's go to this restaurant. And so really using them as agents of influence within the household gives you another way to appropriately reach that busy parent who might be too busy to go search and find out your product.
And you know what's amazing to me is what they see.
Mm-hmm.
Because I show up at a website and I'm looking for something, a link or something, and I mean, I'm not a completely, I'm not in the early onset yet. I don't think I'm quite there, but I've been using technology for a few decades now, but I look at it, and sometimes I've got a couple of employees who are under 30, and we'll be looking at the same website, and they pick it up like 10 seconds before I pick up what I'm looking for.
Yes.
It's amazing how they see this. So they're looking for certain things, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And so you got to give it to them. And we're going to take a quick break, Jory. When we come back,
sure.
I'm going to get Jory to tell us a little bit more about this virtual world thing and a website that you can go to and try it out. We'll drive back after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us.
Stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jory Ann Clark is our guest. Jory, give us your website, please.
The one that we're going to talk about with the virtual world is called kidscom.com, KIDSCOM.com.
It's a good site. And, I told some people with some friends of ours who have a 10-year-old daughter, and we told them about that. And I'll tell you, it's a great place, folks, and it's highly monitored. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place for kids to go to and learn about how to use technology. And, Jory, you and I won't have to have a talk about how to use cyberspace to do business with those kids when
right,
they get to be 25
right,
or 30,
right.
will we?
Well, do you know these kids already on the site, they have the ability to have their own stores?
Wow.
And of course, we've had parents call us up and say, I can't believe my son is now doing math, but he's got a store and he's figuring out his profit and his loss and how much he should mark up his product. So, they're entrepreneurs already at 10 and
right.
12.
But the virtual world, this is where you have a website and other people can do the same thing you're doing.
Yes.
You have a website where literally there are little characters inside this
yes,
dimension
yes.
that move around, and you become one of those characters, and you interact with people in this world, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And this is and you can move around. I remember you showed it to me one time. You can walk over, and so it could what this could virtual world could look like. It could be a replica of your actual store.
Absolutely, and actually, that's what we're in the process of doing right now. Is we have companies contacting us to basically, the kids have told us, you know, this is like the real world, so we want to see billboards, we want to see products, you know,
right.
We want to buy things. And so we're actually setting up locations within this virtual world, you know, retail brick-and-mortar locations where the kids can actually walk in and learn about the products.
But in terms of adults, though, in the application that businesses could use for adult consumers.
Oh, absolutely.
If they know your store, let's
yeah.
say, they can go to your virtual store
yes.
and become one of these little characters. What do you, is there a term for? They're not.
They're called avatars.
Okay, so these are
AR.
These are avatars too. Okay, you're becoming a little avatar.
Yeah.
And you move around in the store that you already know about. You go over. It's at midnight, so the store's closed, but you need to shop for a sweater or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you go over to where you know the sweaters are. You click on where the sweaters are, and it opens up the sweater array of products.
Actually, in Second Life, which is a virtual world that's been written about and is very popular, for example, Circuit City has a store in Second Life where you can walk in, you can walk up and down the aisles, you can have a sales representative walk up to you. This is all virtually. You can look at product and actually purchase it right there in the virtual world.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
folks, this is where we're headed. This is where we're headed. So if you don't have a website, you're getting way behind.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things we're finding is that kids are interested in earning coupons to turn around and give to their parents. So we're getting people approaching us now with coupons for their product that then go into the household through the kids' channel, and then mom uses that to go out and buy the product.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just a different world. It's actually the same world. It's just virtual.
So I'm listening to you right now out there in across the world on the radio and the internet, and I want to see if this is something that would be interesting for my business. If I go to kidscom.com, will I get a good feel for how this is going to work, or is there somewhere else that we should go? What do you recommend?
Well, I think if they go to kidscom.com and they can sign up for a free account, and obviously they're going into a kids market or kids universe, so we ask them to act like kids or bring
right.
their 8 to 14-year-olds with them. They can then experience walking around in the virtual universe, and they can go to one of our locations, which is actually sponsored by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association,
right.
where they're providing recipes for kids to right. actually cook online in their virtual
houses.
So
you can see how this works. Now, if they want one of these solutions for themselves, do we know a company that might be able to help them with this?
Well, there's a variety of them. It kind of depends upon what virtual world they want to be in.
I want your website, Jory. Work with me here. What's your website?
Sure, absolutely.
Give it to us.
They can contact us a couple of ways. If they go to the kidscom.com website, they can connect with us right in the advertise, and they can send me a message, and I can direct them to a location
right.
if it's not for us.
And the other
or
one is?
Or they can go to spectracom.com.
Spectracom. .com.
Right, spectracom.com. And again, send me a message and we can help you either find a world that fits
right.
for your product or
thanks,
create something
Jory.
For you.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks, Jory. See you next time.
Got
to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.